will stay in hotel afternoon. So for this afternoon session, so Marek will take responsibility to be leader of the pack. Please.
Thank you very much. So good afternoon, everybody. We are starting this afternoon session along the agenda, and we'll have now the report on the team Physics of Light Mesons and its projects and proposal for the extension. And this will be given by Anatoly Kuliko.
Good afternoon to everybody. I report on the theme Physics of Light Mesons. Here's the content of the theme. This is experimental studies at intermediate energies at different accelerator facilities, and main topics are spin physics, rare processes, interaction dynamics. In 2016, the theme included three projects: GDH and SPASCHARM, SPRING and COMET, which were performed correspondingly in MINDS, plus Protovino, COSI, and JPARC, and for activities, former projects. This is MACPEN in PSI, Triton, MUON, and PINUC. Project GDH and SPASCHARM. This is study of the nucleon spin structure in strong and electromagnetic interactions. And the main contribution of our physicists consists in development, construction, and maintenance of the polarized solid-state polarized target for spin studies at accelerators in MINDS and in Protovino. Both transverse and longitudinal polarization of protons or neutrons is provided in the frozen spin target, and which has maximum polarization very high, up to 90% for protons and 80 for neutrons. Participants of the project are recognized world experts in the field of the frozen spin target development and construction. You see here the map of the targets which were produced by Dubna Group, and the one is planned in Bonn. Reliable operation of the MINDS target helped to obtain within two last years many new data on polarization observables in the processes of pi zero and ETA meson production, Compton scattering, and many new results are expected. The measurements have been done with circular or linear polarized proton beams and transversal or longitudinal polarized targets, as a couple of examples of physics results are shown here. This is spin polarizability of the proton from Compton scattering method and double polarization observable for gamma P and gamma neutron. In this project, SPASCHARM is now this preparation of the setup, not yet obtained physics results, but the achieved already target polarization is above 90% for protons. This project was considered by the previous PAC meeting, and PAC has recommended to extend this project to three next years. Another project, this is SPRING, spin physics at hadron storage rings. It deals with experiments at COSI. Much attention was given to experiments with polarized beams and or polarized jet targets as the Anki setup. It is here shown, and it was reported here not once already. And especially attention was given to the processes with 1s0 diprotons in the final state of the reactions. This is the field of research introduced by our group. In the past, the engineering group has made a large contribution to this setup. This was forward detector with scintillation horoscope and wire chambers, part of trigger electronics and electronics of the silicon detector. And data analysis and the corresponding software, to a large extent, is provided by our group. One of topics was investigation of near-threshold pi meson production pi zero and pi minus with the deuteron target. In the single polarization, when either beam or target was polarized, and also in double polarization, when both beam and target were polarized. This made it possible to fulfill the partial wave analysis in order to clarify the role of the contact operator important in the Kirill perturbation theory. There were measured different spin observables in many processes, charge exchange reactions, elastic PP scattering reaction NP d pi zero, and others. You see here some selected results. Recently, studying the process of pi zero production, two resonance states in the isovector two baryon system with a mass of about 2.2 GeV have been observed. And here, one of these resonances is a new one observed for the first time. Let me note that since 80s, there were known only three as a vector, NN resonances. Therefore, discovery of a new resonance is a rather rare occasion. There were studied the reactions of PD in interaction of PD or DP polarized with production of helium 3 pi 0 or tritium pi plus reactions, and many polarization observables like analyzing power for proton, for deuteron, and deuteron-proton spin correlations have been measured, as well as relative phase between the two non-vanishing amplitudes evaluated. In total, only within the last years, experimental results of ANCA were published in 15 papers. In many of them, the contribution of our institute is decisive. At ANCA, they were prepared 6 diploma and 3 PhD theses. 2 more PhD are close to finalizing, and also ANCA results were partly used in 3 doctoral theses. But since 2015, operation of quasi-hadron physics has been terminated, and ANCA is now dismantled. But there is a lot of data collected in the last decade, still not analyzed. Therefore, we are planning to continue data analysis, because ANCA plus COSY is a unique on the worldwide scale complex for spin studies at intermediate energies. And we have to extract as much as possible information from the collected data. Another part of SPRINT is preparation for the PAX experiment aimed at studies with polarized antiprotons. There were spin filtering experiments which proved the correct understanding of theoretical point of view, and they were measured building up of the polarization in initially unpolarized beam when unpolarized beam circulates through the polarized target, and then we measured the arising polarization. Beam measurements on the PAC program could be continued when the Siberian snake is implemented in the COSY ring. This would test the spin filtering also for longitudinal polarization. And finally, the part of SPRINT is search for electric dipole moment for a proton and a deuteron. This is a recently added component of SPRINT. Observation of a sizable EDM would mean a manifestation of so-called new physics beyond the standard model. You see here, these are experimental limits. This is what is predicted by standard model. Very low values, not reachable experimentally. But other theories like SUSY, for example, predict values which could be reached in experiment. Observation of EDM is possible via detection of a tiny polarization arising in initially unpolarized beam, and as a consequence, the experiment makes very high demands to accelerator performance in terms of beam lifetime, polarization lifetime, and other beam parameters. Our physicists participated in experiment aiming to reach the desired beam parameters, and 2 papers were published about continuous method for continuous determination of spin tune, and there was achieved very long polarization lifetime in the horizontal plane. these are conference talks of last 5 years given by the GIN participants of Spring. You see it here. And in total, they were published within 5 years, 28 papers in the physics journals, 13 talks at the experimental conference, and we would propose to continue the works on the Spring program in the form of activity within the theme in order to complete analysis of the collected data. Another project, this is a project COMET, coherent muon to electron transition. The goal is a search for neutrinoless conversion of a muon to an electron with sensitivity which is 4 orders of magnitude better than the current value. This is also search for physics beyond the standard module. The German group participated in construction of the Strohtube tracker, crystal electromagnetic colorimeter, in engineering design and in different kind of simulations. The general group successfully fulfilled R&D in order to update the developed in the laboratory of high energy physics technology for production of very thin straw tubes required in COMET. As a result, a complete set of thin wall of 20 micron wall tubes has been produced for phase 1 and experiment and delivered for Japan for detecting sampling. For phase 2, even thinner and less diameter tubes are required, and with the same new R&D studies should be done by the general COMET group. In order to select the crystal type for the electromagnetic colorimeter, there were tests of the colorimeter prototypes with 2 types of crystals, LISO and GSO, and analysis of these results made independently in Japan and Dubna demonstrated the advantages of the LISO type, which finally was selected as the type to be used in the colorimeter. For this reason for testing of the crystals, a new test bench has been prepared in a laboratory of nuclear physics for this purpose. Project COMET was recently considered by the PEC on particle physics last week, and it was recommended for extension to next 3 years. Experiment Triton. Experiment Triton at Fazatron, Zhelepov Laboratory of Nuclear Physics, studies the nuclear fusion reactions in the PT muon system. Systematic study of the muon catalysis have started in Dubna since 1964 and stimulated research activity in this field in many laboratories of the world. Among different muon catalyzed reactions, most of them were had good theoretical description, but only in one case, in PT fusion, a strong disagreement between experimental yields was observed. Disagreement between experimental yields and theoretical predictions was observed in a single measurement of PSI more than 20 years ago. Project Triton was proposed in 2011 in order to resolve these problems. These are 3 channels of the reaction which were known. From this, in PSI, they were observed. First 2, the 3rd one was not observed, and the 1st one had a discrepancy with theoretical predictions, 1 8 times and another about 300 times. Strong disagreement. In Project Triton, there was arranged a setup, small setup, at the end of a muon channel. And in May last year, the beam measurements were successfully carried out in laboratory with a tritium target. This was 0.8% tritium concentration in the liquid mixture of tritium and hydrogen. All 3 known reaction channels have been detected, plus an indication to renew the 4th one with emission of 2 gamma quanta. These preliminary results I reported at the previous PEC meeting. The preliminary results looked like here. The yields of the channels with emission of a single gamma or a muon agree with the results of the PSI group. Thus, contradiction with theory still remains. Another point. For the first time, there was observed the channel with emission of 2 E plus or minus with the electron and positron pairs. This yield is comparable with the theoretical prediction of Yakov Zeldovich and Simon Gerstein for this channel. And finally, for the first time, an indication was obtained to existence of a new reaction channel with emission of a pair of gammas. After this, following the PAC recommendation, in November 2016, another beam measurements were fulfilled with a different tritium concentration, 10 times less, and in two different detected geometries, like is seen here. And results, preliminary results of this recent run, prediction about the dependence of the reaction yield on the tritium concentration have been confirmed. Also has been confirmed the existence of a new reaction channel with emission of 2 gamma quanta. And measurement with different detected geometries have shown existence of an angular correlation in the positron and electron emission and an absence of such correlation in emission of 2 gammas. This allows to make further to make conclusions about the transition type. The main task now is a thorough data handling and analysis. The authors will try to prepare first results for reporting in the next PAC meeting. It's proposed to continue Triton as activity within the theme. Experiment MacPen. MacPen is a high precision study of rare and forbidden decays of muons and pions. The decays were studied as the setups P beta and MEC in PSI. And the data taken for these processes has been finished and analysis is in progress. Joint Institute, in former times, Joint Institute has made a large contribution in the setup P beta. This is cylindrical proportional chambers with electronics, cesium iodine crystals, and miniature time projection chamber developed especially for this experiment. For MEG experiments, the drift chambers have been constructed with the participation of our institute. Data analysis on the decay pion to electron and neutrino, where our institute is actively participating. Data analysis is close to finishing and total statistics amounts to 23 million events. The final results on this decay are foreseen in the first half of 2017, and the expected relative precision in branching ratio is like shown here, 5 to the 10 to the minus 4. This is 5 times improvement to the existing values. For mu gamma, in 2016, two papers were published on measurement of the muon beam polarization and the branching ratio of the muon radiative decay. These were prerequisites for obtaining the final result for the decay muon to E gamma. And using full collected statistics, new upper limit of mu gamma has been established. These results improve the previous value of the same group by about 1.4. Further plans include precise analysis of radiative decays of pions and muons. It's proposed to continue the works on PEN-MEC in this year in the form of activity within the theme. Experiment muon, practically no more news since my last report. This is experiment, this is use of muon beams for solid state physics, study of superfine interactions in semiconductors, investigation of magnetic liquids and other compounds with unusual magnetic properties. Here you see some selected results, but I repeat, there were no new essential data during this half of year. And it's proposed to continue the works on muon in this year in the form of activity within the theme. Finally, experiment PyNuke, interaction of pi mesons with helium nuclei using self-shunted streamer chamber at Fazatron of Laboratory of Nuclear Physics. The data analysis is ongoing for different channels of three-prong events, and publication is expected in 2017. Here you see the example of a picture from the self-shunted chamber and some some results of simulation and comparison with experimental results for three-prong events in interactions of pi imagines with helium-4. It's proposed to continue the works on PyNuc this year in the same status activity within the theme. In total, you see here the list of papers published within last 5 years. This is a long list, especially for spring. This is for MacPen, Triton, and Muon. For the theme as a whole, we are planning to complete most of analysis and then to close all the above activities. Therefore, we apply to PAC for extension of the theme to the end of this year. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So this report is now open for the discussion and question. We had, yes, please, Claude.
Yes, I am the reviewer of this experiment, of this theme, I should say, and I already did it in the last meeting. Now, first, critics. This theme has several topics which are really have nothing to do with each other, so it is difficult to give general recommendation. Several of the in general, I can say all these experiments made under these teams are very successful and have produced very nice results. For the future, one should distinguish between those which are not finished or where really a bright future is ahead and those which are in final analysis. So I think one should certainly support the experiments in Germany, which continue and under GDH. And while in spring, one should, of course, finish analysis. The experiment COMET is an experiment which will take 10 years from now, I would say. This should be supported because it is one of the most fundamental experiments and it's in good progress. And the contribution of Dubnar to this experiment is very significant. Experiment Triton, I'm very happy to see that our recommendation to provide a second beam time was fulfilled, and indeed the experiment has done a very successful run and more or less cleared the case. So this is now in final evaluation. I congratulate the group and we expect the final results of Triton. Now, to make PEN, one also should distinguish. PEN is a finished experiment on Pi in UTK and really is in the very final analysis. But MEC, on the other hand, is in a second phase called MEC 2, where the search for the rare decay mu gamma is continued with a big effort. So this also should be supported and will certainly last much longer than 1 year. Finally, to the experiments, PyNuc and Muon, yes, they are more or less in final analysis. It's clear one should support and finish the analysis. So in conclusion, again, all experiments are very good. Those in analysis should be, of course, finished, and those which are only in the beginning or in progress should be continued.
Thank you, Claude. May I have one question as well? Concerning the involved physicists in all these projects, and it's difficult to say how analysis can go if we don't know the number of physicists, especially my question is related to the Anke-Cosi experiment for which this is the end of the experimental program, but the analysis is not finished. Mm.
If you ask about the number of persons who is involved in analysis, I think in our group about 7 or 8 persons.
For all topics or?
For Anke analysis.
Yeah.
For Anke analysis.
Mm-hmm. And for other topics, how this is?
Really, in EDM experiment, our involvement is much less than in Anke, because this experiment in the first turn requires a very high professional accelerator physicist. So our contribution can be only not in tuning of some parameters of the accelerator, but in analysis of data with polarization. Therefore, from our team, only about 3-4 persons participate in this part of activity, and the main part is involved to Anke analysis.
And how many people in total are involved in this theme, physics with light measures?
In total? About 50. Almost the whole our department.
Last year I was also referee of this theme, and I see that during the past time we see very good results obtained by this group, and it looks like the results are quite impressive and the plans are quite reasonable. In some cases this is continuation of experimental activity, in some cases this is, like in the case of Anke, this is data analysis. But in general I believe that it should be all these activities should be continued.
Thank you, Vlad.
Perhaps I would propose that one should split up. There are activities of experiments which will go on for many years, like the rare decay searches. And there are others which are in final evaluation. One should split up that in the future or not treat under the same team.
Thank you. I guess that we'll have an opportunity to discuss the recommendations in the committee. Thank you very much for your presentation. So we are going to the next topic, main directions of research planned at GNR for 2017-2023, and presentation will be given by Nikolai Lisakovic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, dear colleagues. My hope is that this is the last presentation about this very long-term task and very important question. I remind you that GNR is a specific institute. Their basic research and international cooperation, educational part are taking place, and it is the very large number of disciplines under study, as nuclear physics, particle physics, theoretical research, mathematical physics, condensed matter physics, and so on. So there is also the peculiarity of internationality, where the, say, field of research is to a large extent influenced by interests of member countries. And this makes the very good atmosphere here and the exchange of methods and opinions and penetration of methods from one field to another one. So in our next, say, 7-year period, we would like to continue this, these traditions and keep and continue the all these peculiarities of the Institute. I remind you that last 7-year plan, which has been just ended in December, was concentrated on essential improvement of basic facilities. The most valuable and most expensive project is NICA. I think you know about it. Also, the cyclotron complex improvement, very critical improvement, including new accelerator for super heavy elements, and also modernization of IBR2 reactor. I should say here probably that the last task was performed very much in time and successfully with reactor, and now we have the regular work of reactor with users and so on, while cyclotron complex DRIP3 is a little bit, I should say, delayed, basically 1 year delayed. What we don't consider as very, very critical, but still there's some delay due to many reasons, but mainly probably to the interaction with companies which are building the setup and so on. I also would like to remind you that we have about 40 topics in what we call topical plan. There are difficult kind of topics for theory 5, for particle and relativistic iron 18, for nuclear physics 6, for condensed matter including radiobiology 9, information technologies and computing 3, educational programs 1. And all this is somehow included in the new 7-year plan. This plan, which I believe you have seen in materials provided by our secretariat to the INDICO page of the PAC, is including introduction, short chapter about development of basic facilities, different physics, information technologies, educational activities, engineering infrastructure, human resources, social policy, innovation and financing. Main objectives of next 7-year plan is, first of all, focus on the effective use of facilities we already have or will have in very short period, like super heavy element factory. Fixed target facility at nucleotron, baryon matter at nucleotron, which we would like to have ready and working in 2017 already. First stage of the NICA collider to be put into operation in 2020. Full-scale gigaton volume detector at the Baikal Lake, 2023. What we are always thinking about is improvement and extension of international cooperation, and also we are making efforts towards inclusion of our program to European ones and worldwide programs. Clearly, the continuous task is to attract new countries. We are also working continuously on that. And what is sometime is mentioned by our committees, scientific council, other guests, that we still have to improve our infrastructure and make it most comfortable sometimes to visiting groups and scientists. Now I'm going through major projects in the 7-year plan. Again, you see the stages of NICA complex. I will not probably repeat it. You see that design complex configuration should be ready in 2023. Also, MPD in full configuration should be finished in 2023. So it covers all the periods of 7 years. And there is also the SPD somehow under consideration, but it's not ready as a project. SPD, as you know, it is a peculiarity of NICA complex, which is going from the fact that it will be the possibility to collide polarized PIMs and having polarized targets. Just last year, NICA was considered by European Forum for Research Infrastructure as a project, and this project was included to the European Roadmap for Research Infrastructure, what we consider as our success, and we will continue in direction to include also Super Heavy Element Factory somewhere here, and also probably Baikal project, I will say a little bit later on. What about cost of all this enterprise? I mean, NICA complex with also detectors. You see from this diagram that the very major part is infrastructure of all that. And then collider is in yellow, and all other things like injection complex, cryogenics, magnet workshop, which is already in operation, computing, and so on. In total, it takes about $250 megadollars. So it's quite expensive project. This page is in Russian, but I should say that the text of governmental disposal by Russian Federation, which says that GNR will receive additional funding from dedicated to NICA from Russia, and the portion, good portion, about one half probably, we have received already on our account. So besides of these expenses I show here, it's budgetary, we will receive also the comparable part of necessary resources from Russia, resigned by Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. What is the main question still to be considered? You know that NICA and FAIR are complementary projects and to a large extent having the same physical task of investigating very dense and hot nuclear matter. So the real effective cooperation has to be established in terms of joint committees, discussions. At the same time, I should mention that the technical, say, cooperation is already there, because for FAIR and NICA, they will need the same, almost the same magnets, which are to be produced at Dubna, both for FAIR and NICA. Internationalization of the process, probably in such a way, I should say, because it is still the question of interaction between FAIR and NICA in all contexts, including data processing and so on. Also, we have, as I said already, spin physics to be developed for NICA. There are some thinking about electron-ion collider based on NICA, concurrent beams, and probably some others. Also, we would like to transform NICA facility to really international facility, having users, having possibility to apply applications for experiments and so on. Next topic is about activities of FLORO laboratory. You see here the planning for different setups. The highest one is DC-280, and the expectation is that this year it will be finished with assembly and tests and so on, and next year it will be a possibility already to have beams for experiments. That's very important. As for U-400M, the reconstruction period will be basically in 2019. For U-400R, 2020 to 2023. And what is also important, that the total number of beam time on all these accelerators will achieve 15,000 hours per year, what is very high level. And again, we believe that the clear user policy has to establish it also in this field. Costs, you see a little bit more than $100 megadollars. It is more or less distributed over years and activities, because you have seen that different accelerators will be improved in different years, but basically the mean amount of expenses is about 15,000 kilodollars per year. What one could say about next steps here? Again, I repeat myself, we need to use effectively these 15,000 hours. with the help of our collaborators over the world, essentially over Europe. To do that, in fact, we need not only decision, but we need to provide the dedicated infrastructure. I mean, some halls to put there the experiment which is coming for some time and so on. And also here I put the phrase about ELI project. You know that it is the project also addressing nuclear physics issues in Romania. We have been invited by our member country, Romania, many times to take part in, and we have to decide to what extent we, DNR, will participate in ELI. Now, neutron source. As I said, it is working effectively and already a few years after the deep modernization. There are a number of tasks, especially for reactor. There are still something to do with beam lines and moderators and so on, and all this technology, accelerating reactor technology. As I said, this is a user program. It is from 2015, but there is no qualitative difference from that time by today, I believe. A number of countries, including not only member countries of GNR, are participating. The field of research is very various, from physics to biology. And also you see how instruments are used. Now there are 15 spectrometers around the IBR2. By the way, the previous PSC on condensed matter physics, it was a discussion about the, about radical improvement of quality of instruments, and it was an intention expressed by the PSC that they would like to revise probably or investigate more the relative weight of each instrument and make definite recommendation about what instrument has to be improved very much, what instrument probably has not to be has not taken so much money and so on. As I said, there is the main task here is the improvement of spectrometers and upgrade of existing spectrometers and creation of new ones. About expenses, you see here it is less than 50 megadollars per 7 years. Well, if you want, you can see in the book what are destinations of money, but it is not dramatic graph, more or less small increase of money over 7 years. Well, objectives in the field. Actually, I said already that we need instruments with parameters which are unique, not available everywhere. One should keep in mind that in Europe, in coming years, at least it is as it is announced now, some of reactors will be closed. So probably the IBR reactor has to become more important to Europe. And the last sentence says that it is modernized recently, the reactor, but nevertheless in mid of 30s, year 30s, it will be already exhausted from point of view of its life. Time. So it is a time now to consider whether GNR need the new neutron source and what kind of neutron source we probably need, because construction of neutron source is not only expensive and heavy, but also long-term task. Now, the relatively new project in the in our consideration and also new in this 7-year plan is Baikal. You remember probably that Baikal is something, the set of photomultipliers put in the Baikal water. The height of this device is some hundreds meters, diameter 80 meters, and this is the actually data from the first cluster, which is already in the Baikal Lake and providing already some information about neutrinos coming from the universe, I should say. We need much more. We need at least, I think, 12 clusters to cover the effective volume or sensitive volume of 1 cubic kilometer. And you see here the schedule. It's quite simple, continuous increase of number of clusters to the end of this 7-year period. It should be 16 clusters in the detector, and this will make exactly the 1 cubic kilometer volume. Next, probably 1.5 times more. This project is going smoothly, and also the financing schedule is very not specific, just continuous improvement of detectors in terms of increasing of sensitive volume. What we should do more in the area of neutrino physics? You know that there are at least two very big experiments in the world looking for neutrino from the universe. Ice Cube in South Pole and KM3, which is has to be arranged in Mediterranean Sea, not ready yet. What looks to be obvious is that these three projects, including Baikal, has to establish some network, because they are looking about the same from different points of the Earth, and good cooperation is really necessary. Then there is one very expensive and big experiment planned in USA, DUNE, is long distance oscillation of neutrinos, and we have been recently also invited our people to take part in it. CERN is involved very much in DUNE, so we have to consider what would be our interaction and participation in DUNE. And also, there is a project SKA. It is a little bit different story, but also connected to the universe is the square kilometers array of radio telescope established mainly in South Africa, but also in Australia, part of it. And there is also the question of how to participate here. For this project, we have the proposal to help to take part in data processing, basically, not to produce detectors. Well, all other projects not mentioned in my talk, starting from experiments of the nucleotron, then going to experiments at outside the accelerators. You see that all external experiments in this orange color are taken not so much in current days in JNR. Also, neutrino program, except Baikal, neutron-induced reactor, applied research with neutrons, radiobiology, and so on. So a number of not very expensive things and more or less flat line of expenses over the 7 years. What does it make in total, all these projects? You see this graph. Clearly, NICA complex take a very big part. Cyclotrons of Fleurov laboratory, this line. IBR2 and the spectrometer, this line. Neutrino program is in yellow. Information technologies and other small projects here. This is the same graph, in fact, but in different scale. compare it with what we could and what we would like to have from the point of view of total budget. I disagreed with member states when we have discussed the 7-year plan, then at least 3 years, this one, next, and after next one, the budget will be kept on the same level. So it will be no increase, no decrease. After that, we have proposed a small increase, mainly based on inflation and some factors like that. So you see this difference between money for scientific program and this one, this line. I will explain it. The very big part of this difference is covered by personal cost. Personal, you see here. You see at least 1.5 times increase from this point to this one. It is clearly connected to the fact that salaries in our institute are low for the moment. So we are planning the significant increase. I don't know if it is enough or not. If you ask me what is in between, I will say that it is some kind of, as people sometimes say, metabolism. So it is electricity, water, heating, and so on. So this part is the functioning of the institute. What we have received last year, so over the last 7-year period, I have to be honest, and I think it is correct. We had a problem last 2 years with the budget, you see. It is planned budget and what we have received from our member countries last year and previous one. It is due to many reasons, crisis, inflation, very dramatic change of exchange rate of ruble to dollar and so on. I will probably comment here that all this is made in dollars, megadollars. But in fact, if you consider the actual capability or to buy equipment, for example, which is mostly arriving from, not mostly probably, but in very good part from Russia, you cannot just say that it is a half. It is more than half. In fact, ineffective use of money because of this disorder of in currencies and all these problems we had last 2 years because of sanctions and so on. But nevertheless, what to do with that, with this deficit? This deficit has been discussed many times. It comes not only from Russian contribution, but also, for example, we have the known problem with Ukraine. We have, as you know, postponed membership of Uzbekistan and North Korea. So there's a composition, this deficit, a composition of factors. In all cases, except North Korea and Uzbekistan, which have the status of postponed membership, we have promises to compensate and to compensate this deficit, to return back these debts. In very total, what is the 7-year plan? The total contribution from member states is as big as this one, 1,582 megadollars. Somehow distributed between projects and as I said, energy, operational expenses, and things like that, personnel. And for projects, we are planning to spend a little bit less than 600 megadollars for all this kind of projects, all this diversity. I'm coming to the conclusion. First, GNR is keeping and try to keep in the next 7-year plan its peculiarity as multidisciplinary center. We just continue the same model of operation. What is extremely important that the plan is based, clearly it is plan is based on the current vision of the budget for years 2017-2023. It was considered by the Committee of Planning Potentiaries, and this plan was actually accepted and endorsed by the committee last November in Krakow. Everybody understands that the security of the budget is the most important thing here. We need this money, and we are ready to build many good facilities and perform good projects. What is not probably very much argumented in the talk, but it is also clear that we need young personnel, specifically to be used for services at NICA and Super Heavy Element Factory. We need not so small amount, like 200 full-time equivalents, and again and again, I'm addressing to member states to think about and provide us with good personnel able to operate with, and we are ready to help in teaching them and so on. I'm finishing with this picture, which shows some road very like to the start line for aircraft. We don't know exactly what is there, but we hope the future will be bright. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this really impressive 7-year plan. Are there any questions from the PAC members first? If not, maybe I will shortly ask just to understand, in the numbers which were mentioned for the projects, including also, of course, nuclear physics projects, if I understand correctly, the new manpower is not really included. It's just investment cost.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a way to calculate the budget in JNR. Personnel is aside. Material costs are calculated and presented there.
Any other questions? Yes, Claude?
Well, I mean, you presented a huge deficit for the last 2 years. How long can this deficit be maintained? Is there a prediction?
Again, I should probably repeat that the deficit is mainly connected to the contribution from Russia. Yeah? We have some promises. I think I should not announce the exact date. I don't know it, but the expectation is that good part of this deficit, for example, 50% of the deficit, we will receive this year. Is it correct? Yeah, I think so.
So in other terms, it means that you can have a negative balance of the budget for some time, and then it might be compensated.
In fact, yes. And last times we are intensively discussing the possibility to take bank credits, for example. For that, it's nothing new here. It is the usual way to operate if you have the first
project. Thank you very much. And we'll have a coffee break for 30 minutes, so please be back here at 5 p.m.